Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi everyone, welcome to Revived Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here and thanks so much for joining me and for not completely giving up on this podcast. I love you guys. Yeah, it has been a hot minute. I was just looking on here and I was like, oh man, it's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah, we're not going to break out dancing. This is not something that we're going to do. We're not going to break out singing on this podcast, all right? Okay, we're not going to do that. Or are we? Are we going to do that? Are we going to do that? No, we're not. So yeah, it's been a while between looking for jobs, mothering my children, lots of kids, babies, toddlers, you name them, keeping up with my house and all the things in between. I have not been on here in a while, but I'm trying to be more consistent, but you know, it's all good. One day, the season is coming where I can get on here every Tuesday again. This may not be that season, and I am embracing the grace from my race. So, hi. Happy Tuesday. Go get yourself a cup of coffee, y'all, or if you don't drink coffee, whatever you fancy. I don't understand you, but I embrace you. Whatever you fancy, because we're doing the Q&A. We're doing the Q&A that I told you that we were going to do, like, 2 months ago. Was it? Like 2 months ago. Gosh. yeah, which I'm laughing at myself, guys, because I literally just read a meme the other day. And it says, like, why do all the white girls start their podcasts and lives with go grab a coffee and sit with me? And I'm like, I feel so attacked. I feel so attacked because I am that white girl. But you know what? It ain't a bad thing. It ain't a bad thing because I'm telling you to go get something that's life-giving, all right? It is life-giving. So, yes, go get your coffee. I got mine. It's iced. It's delicious, and I put a cookie on top of it, which if you've never done that, go do it because it is a source of joy, of pure joy. All right, so let's get started. You guys asked me a lot of questions regarding the same thing. So if the question does not sound exactly like how you asked it, I kind of put all of the questions together. So I'm not answering the same question every time. So, or the same answer to all the questions, if that makes sense. So let's get started. So the first question is, what have been your favorite sources of joy? I absolutely love that question. Really, and this is probably going to sound super cliche, as a super cliche Christian girl answer, millennial answer, is worship. Leaving the worship one, just letting it play throughout the day, has been such a source of joy for me, because honestly, it's hard to be in doubt, or it's hard to not be happy when, like, Blessed Assurance is playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? Or watching your two-year-old sing, you know, Echo. You know what I'm saying? So that has been one of them. Another is just finding the little things in life to enjoy. Like making sure you're taking time in your day to enjoy the little things in life. Like reading or that cup of coffee. And just like even romanticizing. Should I say like romanticizing the little things. But yeah, for example, like it's so important for me personally that I look at every single aspect of beauty in my life and embrace it, whether it's when my daughter brings me a bouquet of flowers or, like I said, coffee or, you know, a beautiful landscape or something, because it can be so easy for me to look at the mountain ahead of me, of the one thing after the other, or allowing worry to send me on a rabbit trail. It could be easy for me to do that, but I am choosing to look at the little sources of beauty that surrounds me, and that's really what keeps me going, is that my life really is beautiful despite everything else. My life is beautiful. I have 5 beautiful daughters. We're starting a new life together, and that's beautiful. It's a beautiful new beginning to something that we never saw coming, but I refuse to believe that this is the end. But what's keeping me in that perspective is focusing on the small glimpses of beauty in my life. So, if that makes sense. But yeah, Jesus is obviously my ultimate source of joy. You know, because he says that he is the giver of peace and joy. Like, he is joy. Like, if you don't have Jesus, how do you cultivate true joy? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I hope that answers your question. The second one is, how are you preparing your heart for sending your girls to school? Oh, man. I'll be honest, y'all. Every time, if I just think of my girls in public school, I want to cry. Not because I'm afraid, because that's not the case at all. You know, I know that the Lord has my girls. I know that he's guarding their hearts and he's protecting them. But I'm just like, I'm such a mama bear, and I love having my kids home. I love it. I genuinely love having my kids home. Is it a ray of rainbows? No. But I love it. I love to cultivate a home of togetherness. And I am better with the idea of them going to public school, just because I know that even for a season, it's going to be my reality. And it's going to be their reality. So I'm handling it better. I'm just choosing to believe the positives about it. Like, my girls are going to learn so much. They're going to make friends. They're going to be a light in a dark place. And I'm just praying that God uses this for his good, and he uses it for his glory, and that he has a plan in all of this. So I don't know if it's going to be long-term or short-term. Eventually, I want to get them in a Christian school. But until then, I'm just trusting God and living in his rest, knowing that he has me and he has the girls. And this is no shock to him. So, trust. I'm trusting the Lord with my kids, which is, you know, what we have to do, right? It's what we get to do. Because he has them. He has them. So the next question is, what kind of work are you looking into? So right now, y'all, I'm just kind of looking at whatever is hiring. So I've applied for coffee shops, marketing, all that kind of stuff. But what I really want to do is I would love to get involved in teen pregnancy, like, crisis, or just some kind of like pregnancy crisis center. I love to work full-time doing ministry on my social media platform and working from home even eventually. But in the future, I would love to open a coffee shop so that you can taste the amazing goodness that I'm currently sipping on. So that is my goal. I would love to open a coffee shop with my girls. So, yeah, I just think that would be amazing. But right now, I'm not particularly looking for anything. I'm just looking for something that would get me to where I'm going, if that makes sense. So, the next question is, if you could go back looking at what you know now, what would you tell yourself? Oh, that is a deep question. A deep question. And I got an answer. I would tell myself that I'm not crazy. That's what I would tell myself. I would tell myself, like, I'm thinking back to when all of this first happened. I would tell myself that I'm not crazy. And I would say everything, every intuition, every gut feeling that you have is true. And I would encourage myself to let it go. To let it go sooner. Because I feel like I held on to it longer than I should have. As hard as it was. Because it was hard. It was a hard pill to swallow. And just like knowing what I know now, I could see all the red flags that led up to the years of before. But yeah, I would tell myself that it's going to be all right. That this is a blessing in disguise. And even though I am not too far from there, it's already better. It's already better. I'm not saying that it's been, you know, that hasn't been hard, because I'm seriously walking in the hardest transition of my life. But I know that my dreams are so much brighter now, if that makes sense. So I would tell myself that you're not crazy and it's going to be okay. And that it's okay to grieve it. Just grieve it in silence, or grieve it with safe people. Because that's one thing that I made the mistake of doing, is I grieved with the people that didn't have my back. You know, I grieved with the people that talked about me behind my back, or that talked about me to each other, or that I grieved with the person, or I spoke to the person who, what's the word I'm looking for? Didn't have my best interests of heart. So I would tell myself to be careful with who you grieve with, because they're not going to understand. Some may not understand, and some may think that you're like, yeah, grieve with safe people. If I have to tell anybody, I would tell you, myself and you as well, make sure you're grieving with safe people. Because yeah, a lot of people can see you grieving and think of it as that's who you are, instead of thinking like, oh wow, she's going through a really hard time right now. That's not who she is, but she's struggling. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably the biggest thing I would tell myself. Like, that person, don't vent to them. Don't do it. So yeah, that is what I would tell myself. So the next question is, how did the girls handle the news for public school? Thank you for being so raw and real. You're helping others find healing. Oh, thank you so much. That is honestly like why I do what I do, because it's been so tempting to just like shut it down, because sometimes I wonder like it's hard. Like, do I want to share? What do I share? But just in these last few months, like, I've seen the Lord's hand in it, and just so many women finding healing and encouragement and community. Because it's easy for us to feel so alone, especially when we're walking through a hard time, because everybody shares the highlight reels, like their vacation spots and all these things. And then there's us over here that's like, okay, like, what's going on? So I'm happy to be an encouragement. So how do they handle it? They all handled it completely differently. My oldest was not happy about it, which understandably so, because out of all of my kids, like, she's been homeschooled for the most part. She loves being homeschooled. And yeah, it was something that we did together. It wasn't just school. It was something that we created together, that we cultivated together. So yeah, it's something that does need to be grieved, because it was a huge part of our lives. My second born was very much like, oh, I'll try it. And which I didn't expect anything else different from her, because she's very like, she's my adventurer. So she will try it anything once. And my 5-year-old, at the time, she's 6 now, But yeah, she didn't really have an opinion. Honestly, I don't think that's going to affect her very much because she wasn't homeschooled for very long. Like, we did some pre-K and some kindergarten stuff, but she's going to be in kindergarten this coming September. So she didn't even really experience the homeschool. I mean, she did because she was with us wherever we went. But as far as, like, being school-aged, she didn't really experience it. So, yeah. So this is the last question. But have you forgiven them? And, yeah, that is the answer that can't just be spoken with a yes or a no now, can it? I'm learning that forgiving is not just a one choice, or it's not just a one decision, like a one day decision. It's something that you have to decide to do every single day. And that's something that I am working hard, so hard to do. And some days it's easier, and other days I don't want to forgive. Other days I don't want to, like, I want to be bitter, and I want to be resentful, and I want to have hateful thoughts. You know what I'm saying? The humanity, a part of me, or the dead man, I should say. But it's in those moments when the Lord reminds me that's not who I am, and that I want to do things the Jesus way, and the Jesus way forgives, you know? It doesn't look like I have to let them in my life, or I have to, you know, talk to them, or I have to, you know, go out of my way. But it does mean I have to set them free. And I have to set myself free as well. That's how we set ourselves free. And in reality, my legacy is way too important than to let any resentment in. Because when we allow unforgiveness into our homes and into our lives, that is another way that the enemy targets our families. You know, he already got to the spouse. He already got to the marriage. It would be a shame for him to get a hold of the wife as well, because she couldn't let go of the betrayal and the bitterness and the pain that it caused her. So I'm trying to remember that whenever I am tempted to be bitter. And what an opportunity to show my children what the love of Christ looks like. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I'm always trying to remind myself. What an opportunity to show my children what true love of Christ looks like. Because it could be easy to love someone who is kind to you, who puts you before them, who is nice to you. It's not easy to love the person that betrayed your trust, and that betrayed you, and that broke your heart, you know, that caused so much pain that you felt like you couldn't even get out of bed. Loving, the love of Christ loves them. Because that's the Jesus way, right? You know, we love because he first loved us. And the truth is, Jesus loves them too. So I'm doing my best to do what the Father does, to see what the Father sees, and to look at them through the perspective of Christ. So forgiving them, it's a daily decision that I have to die to myself to do. Some days it's harder than others, but I'm hoping one day it comes a lot easier. But yeah, so those are all the questions. Guys, thank you everyone who submitted questions in, and I always have fun because it feels like we're having like a little coffee date because I'm a basic white girl. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys later, hopefully next Tuesday. If not, I will see you when I see you. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'm on there a whole lot more than I'm on here. You can find me at Revived Motherhood. And if you haven't connected with me yet on there, I would love to connect with you and get to know you. So yeah, you guys have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.